Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at configurations as part of a good vulnerability management program. So, let's face it, we all make mistakes. Usually it's the other people make mistakes, but even, you know, we make mistakes sometimes. Everyone makes mistakes. I remember early on in my career, I was doing this project integrating a couple different directory systems, and I was using DirectXML, if anyone remembers DirectXML. So I wrote this XML connector and got the authentication working and typed in credge, logged in, you're like, yay, it works. And everything was good. And some time went by before someone pointed out, you know, I logged in with the wrong password the other day and I got in. And then I noticed I could log in with any password and get in. A little bit of a problem. So my beautiful XML system, which was letting people log in, was accepting any password anytime. And that's not something you're going to catch, you know, typically in an installation or in a typical vuln scan. So the tip to you is think beyond software patches and think about configuration vulnerabilities. I'll tell you a great story that highlights this, and it's just in the news yesterday. A voter database has been compromised. This voter database has 154 million voter records. This voter database with this 154 million records includes things like your name, date of birth, where you live, your Facebook ID, whether or not you have a gun, your political preferences, and so on and so forth. You may go, how did the criminals get at it, right? What was the big deal? Was there a missing patch? Was there, you know, a nefarious insider? Was there some nation state actor who was dedicated to getting Facebook IDs for 154? No, none of that. It's a CouchDB installation, and when they installed it, with anonymous login enabled and on the internet. That is not something that a typical vulnerability scan will detect. A typical vulnerability scan looking for missing patches or other weaknesses that attackers will often compromise will not detect these types of things. You really need to extend your vuln management program to include configuration errors and need to augment it with either light penetration testing or red team exercises, basically looking at the system from an attacker perspective to see these types of misconfigurations. These types of misconfigurations can completely undermine the most secure system, even if you're completely patched, completely hardened, you're aligned to all major standards, PCI compliant, and have bank level and military grade encryption. But then we install the database with anonymous to the internet. So make sure you're scanning for those types of things and looking for them and considering them as part of your vuln program. Of course, vuln program is at the end. If you've got a good lifecycle management program, you're checking these things in the beginning before the system even goes live. That's it. Take a look. Have a good one.